when I heard about this project, I was just taken aback by how much history we actually don't know about. You know, especially when I think of my generation and even the younger generation, there's so much. You know, I used to go to Weinberg all the time. I've recorded at studios in Weinberg, and yet I didn't know as much about Deluxe as I should have. And so it's such an honor to be a part of this project. The music excites me because it's not only a space to create original music and kind of tell a story, but it's also a chance to sample from artists that have performed there before.
I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, yes. You know, as a producer as well, it just makes me so hyped when I think about the creative process of being able to deconstruct and get access to a lot of these songs, you know, on Amazing. A very, you know, official level. And then also, I think getting to collaborate and work with some of the artists that have come through the Lux would be such an honor and such a pleasure. I'm fortunate enough to know a few of them already, to be able to work with them on something that means so much to a community, I think is really getting to connect our heritage and our gifts and our talents and kind of put them all in one space.
Now, the sad thing about the Lux was it was anybody and everybody's welcome in the 60s, and then it became segregated after that. So you could only be there if you were a performer of color, and you could only attend the performance if you were a person of color. Yeah. Prior to that, it was completely integrated. So there's a bit of a sad history there as well. But when you talk about these iconic pop stars of back in the day, I mean, the names that I grew up with, Ronnie Joyce and Leslie Klein-Smith and Rich John Smith and Tully Peterson and these names, you could be sampling some of their stuff.
100%. And you know, I think what's so special is that a lot of these performers have kind of passed on, and this is a way that we get to revive a lot of the history and the music and just kind of be really fresh with it. I think also being able to work with people that I love working with, the guys at Mad Little Badger, I've worked with them for many, many years, so this is just another extension of our creative juices. I think we're still in the research phase. You know, I've gotten a couple of guys in Cape Town who I know has gone through the Lux. They know the story. They've performed there. People that I want to work with. And so, we've gotten a publisher involved already who's going to help kind of get the samples approved and that kind of thing, because I do think that's a big part of what I'm looking to do, is kind of really sample some of these sounds and these artists and, you know, even some live news clips and that kind of thing, really just bring it alive, you know, literally almost like rising from the ashes kind of vibes.